I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, starting May 6th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Right. Ah! Robert Evans. I've started a podcast. I can't go back now. It's probably a terrible mistake. Here to
sure.
make a terrible mistake with me.
Starting three podcasts?
I have started at least three podcasts just with atonal screeching.
Robert, we're at like six.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
Generous.
It's a lot. Jamie Loftus, how are you doing today? Welcome to Behind the Bastards podcast.
Thanks.
Bad people. Talk about them.
You're doing great.
You know, after the last episode, I'm. I think I've reached a low simmering numbness, which I intend to spin in my favor.
Numbness is really my only goal here.
Mm.
I don't want to make people better. I just want to make them numb.
I'm also simmering, but that's just because my apartment is ungodly hot.
Very hot.
It's pretty, though.
It's very
You know
pretty.
What else is hot?
Plants live. Are this you going to bring up the knife again?
This is a new one.
You're peacocking. We haven't hit a minute.
Look at that.
And
Curtis Holland. Neil. Very nice knives.
Yep.
Very Jamie.
Nice knives. Yeah.
Jamie.
Yes.
I'm just going to gesture with this
just
knife.
Flick the. I hope you break your computer.
It would be worth it because at least I'd be holding a knife, Jamie.
There you
Speaking
go.
Of holding a knife, you know who's mm-hmm. what's holding a knife to all of our collective throats? Misogyny.
Capitalism?
Misogyny and capitalism.
Oh, okay.
A lot of knives on our collective throats.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie, we talked about the manosphere, which was really just groundwork. I wanted to talk about the Sigma male. Now, I mentioned that thread that Lily put up in the first episode. It kind of started me down this path, deciding we need to do a manosphere episode because the Sigma male stuff is also ridiculous. And in that post of theirs was a book called The Sigma Male. There's actually more than one that had a man in a suit with a sword on it. Now, that's called The Sigma Male, What Women Want.
Wow, like the Mel Gibson movie?
What? That's a movie?
Yeah.
What Women Want?
Oh, no. Oh. Yes. 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 What Women Want, the movie, but not the Sigma Male, the movie. Yes.
No, no. Although I'm sure Mel Gibson would be down to participate in that as well.
Mm-hmm. It's that book was written by Dr. John T. Alexander, who bills himself as a relationship expert. And he authored the book, The Sigma Male, and also maintains the Tumblr, sigmamale.tumblr.com.
No.
You want to guess what kind of Dr. John Alexander, the relationship expert, is? Gotta be psychiatry or, you know, something, right? Say, sociology, maybe?
No, I'm gonna say he's a podiatrist.
He's a plastic surgeon.
No! Okay, that's funny. That's funny. But I wait until I find out more about his views. Then I won't be laughing, funny. I bet.
His book is not available on Kindle. It's only in text and it's sold out. So we have to go to his Tumblr. We will be getting into a book, but his Tumblr gives us some ideas about the
I'm there. Whoa, there's a pop-up. There's a pop-up that says, the destructive effects of self-pity. Self-pity is easily the most destructive of the non-pharmaceutical narcotics. It is addictive, gives momentary pleasure, and separates the victim from reality. Don't be a victim. SigmaMail.com.
Amazing. Yeah. Iconic. My favorite post on there is, where are all the strong men? And it's, he's critiquing at length a commercial for the Navy.
Not reading that Tumblr.
Oh no, we're going right into this.
Fuck.
He's critiquing at length a commercial for the Navy Federal Credit Union.
Yes, I'm looking at that right now. What is she smiling about?
It's not a strong man. And it's another one of these commercials, right? We've seen this in commercials and in like a bunch of every sitcom. Like it's a commercial where like some male soldier has done something dumb and a female soldier is dealing with the problem, right? Like it's the basis of like half of every sitcom episode and the entirety of Everybody Loves Raymond, right? We all know. Yeah. We all know this trope
as old as time.
Yeah. Our plastic surgeon friend is very angry about this. I've written extensively about this modern trend in advertising. So what else can I say? We'll answer this question. What would happen if the same ad aired with the roles reversed? Imagine Campbell looking fit in his sharp military gear, talking about the failings of some inept dumpy woman. Guess who'd get left in the garage after that commercial? Feminist outrage? You'd better believe it.
I hate this. I hate this so much already. I'm holding myself position.
Among other things, like, yeah, it's kind of a tired trope. You know what else is a tired trope? The male action movie hero who saves the woman in distress who has no agency other than to be a victim. That is still roughly 40% of Hollywood's gross income. Right. Like,
yeah, and they're mostly stories written by men. This Tumblr kind of reminds me of, have you ever been on like those male inspiration, like Instagram pages?
Yes.
That it's like called like success.tips, but they're all Joker memes being like, if my wife was dead, I would have health insurance. Like just truly, that's a direct quote. No, I'm kidding. But like those success tip, I don't know. I feel like there is a little bit of this mentality that has mutated over the years, and now they don't go strictly under misogynist names. Sometimes they're like, we don't want to kill women. We just want success.
Yeah.
And you're like,
it's the whole, you get the gamut from the men's liberation to the men's rights to the MGTOW to the
incels, right? Stop doing this.
What?
I feel like you're trying to hypnotize us. You're like waving your knife back and forth.
I'm waving a knife. It's my symbol of masculinity.
Stop it.
Sophie?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, fuck that shit and stop it. Stop it.
Are you a... That's not Sigma. I mean, or maybe that is Sigma behavior. What is Sigma behavior?
I don't know.
Besides,
what would
Keanu
Reeves do in that one movie where he does nothing but shoot people?
Oh,
I mean, I'm sure he used a knife at some point. He had to have stabbed at least a couple of them.
I mean, I still haven't seen a John Wick. I haven't. And that's my truth.
It's not Keanu's best moment.
A John Wick. I did not know there was more than one. So
the plural is John's Wick.
John.
This shitty Dr. John Alexander's Sigma Male blog is pretty dumb, but it's also like, it's not really hardcore manosphere stuff. Like one of the, like it's bad relationship advice. One of them is not always even all that bad. Like one of them is, are you ignoring your spouse's small dragons? Where he talks about like men not taking the dragons or like difficulties in your life, and men don't take women's problems seriously. And like, you should take your spouse's problems seriously, which is not bad advice. That's not super toxic. It's framed in a dumb way, but it's not like, Like, yeah, you shouldn't be shitty when somebody else is having a problem.
He also invokes the name of Bill Cosby on the first page
website. He sure does invoke Bill Cosby. And not invoke the fact that Cosby is a serial rapist.
No. I mean, that would not be Sigma behavior to hold other men accountable for their crimes. But I do. It does kind of look a little like misogynist leaning. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus, like super, super binary thinking. Is it kind of along those lines?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it seems like. And it's pretty boring and honestly not all that offensive, which was why it's not what we're going to read today, Jamie. Thankfully, I found another book about Sigma males. I know you were worried there for a second. For just a moment there, you were like, are we not going to get the hot Sigma action that I crave?
This Tumblr doesn't want me dead. It just wants me yelled at.
Yeah.
I need more.
Yeah, you need more. You need the Sigma Male Codex, Rules for the Sigma Male by Daniel Jones. And Jamie, I'm going to ask you to Google just the words, the Sigma Male Codex, so you can get that cover, because I need you to see the cover.
Codex. I want to be on whatever list that comes up. Okay. The Sigma Male Codex. Of course, it's all caps, too. The Sigma Male Codex. Okay, is this the...
Are we talking about...
I'm saying, there's a wolf!
There's two versions.
There's two wolves.
I see two versions. Both are, like, Twilight set adjacent.
They do kind of look like Twilight posters. And then
those two versions, there's a sequel, of course. You can't possibly say everything that needs to be said about the Sigma Male in one codex. I mean, Jesus.
No, I mean, a single codex is never going to do. Wow, they really do have like Team Jacob imagery on the front of the Sigma Male Codex.
Just a couple of wolves.
Wow.
Which is also funny because the Sigma Male is supposed to be the loner, but you have two wolves on there. Anyway.
So many questions.
You're overthinking it.
Oh, Jamie. I just pulled right into, this isn't very long. We could get through this whole book. We might just read the whole damn thing. I just opened to the introduction, and Jamie, I'm just going to start reading, okay?
Okay, good. Yes.
If you are reading this, then it means that you are very intelligent and in search of knowledge. And if you are reading this and you are not in search of knowledge, you will have it by the time you are done. That's one sentence.
Congratulations, King. You can read. Now get ready for your life to fucking change.
So I know what you are saying. And he uses quotations here wrong. He has the first quotation mark at the end of saying, and then a space with the actual quote that's supposed to be in quotations. No proofreading went into this. So I know what you are saying. What exactly is a Sigma male?
That was what I was saying.
That is what you were saying. Well, the Sigma male, by definition, is a man who does not think or act like everyone else, where the alpha male always wants to be seen. The Sigma male keeps a low profile as not to draw attention to himself, Also, the Sigma male is the most valued prize amongst women because, unlike the alpha male, the Sigma male makes no effort to chase women. Rather, he catches women with his intellect. One sentence.
So, are you telling me that the Sigma male is not like the other boys? I'm not like the other boys. I can't write a sentence.
But I catch women with my intellect. Women are drawn to me by my inability to use periods or commas or semicolons. It's like the opposite of Ben Shapiro.
God, I'm just shaking my fist at the sky.
Oh no, the next sentence. I am a Sigma male, and it took me a long time to come to that realization. I knew that an alpha male, because I had no desire to chase every woman that I saw, and I knew that I wasn't a beta male, because they don't believe that they can get a woman. So I had to fall somewhere in between, which brought me to the concept of the Sigma male. It made perfect sense. I am educated and quiet, and I am constantly analyzing everything around me.
He sounds another like every dude I went to college with sentence. That was like, I'm an ENFSJPQR.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
If nothing else, this should convince you that you too can get a book published on Amazon. It takes literally nothing.
It takes nothing but sheer willpower and word count.
I mean, this is just 23 pages. So.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah. The Sigma Male Codex is not a long book.
Let's do this. I'm so excited.
Oh, it's great. It's great. It became very apparent to me that because I was a Sigma male in my tolerance level, that my tolerance level for ignorance and foolishness was about as thin as pizza crust. And then one day a light bulb went off in my head. Why not write about my experience as a Sigma male, a code, if you will, and share it with others who may be Sigma males. And even if they are not, it can still be a useful tool in identifying a Sigma male, which brings me to the Sigma male codex, a list of codes and rules that govern the Sigma male from the time he gets
How
up
many
till
times
the time
is
that
he
goes
say
to bed.
Sigma male, Robert.
Yeah, are you able to do a word search up top to tell us how many times it's in there?
It only took a second to buffer, yeah. Because the book's very short. 265 matches.
No, in 23 pages.
Yeah. I'm very
happy.
I don't
want to live here anymore.
I just picked up Anderson because I needed emotional support.
Yeah.
Oh, I just went into labor and I'm not even pregnant.
Yeah, I think that by the time we're done reading this,
I'm going to give birth during this. This is horrible.
I might become a virgin again. I don't know how this book is going to affect me. Spontaneous
all my holes
pregnancies
are going
for
to
some,
seal.
Re-virginization for others. It's quite powerful.
I'm going to kegel so hard my holes close. This is so horrifying. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. When it's all laid out and done, I think you will find this to be a very interesting read. Indeed, never let anyone tell you that the Sigma male is not a high-valued prize. Quite the opposite. He is more valuable than a pot of gold. And if this book is his Bible, then the Codex shall be his gospel. Wait, what? The book and the Codex are the same thing.
Wait.
Okay.
Horrible writing. Yeah.
He's just not a good writer.
It's so bad that you can't really comprehend what he's trying to attempt.
Yeah, I think we're
going
to have to look through this
say.
A bit, and then we're going to have to pull up that video where it talks about how Keanu Reeves is the Sigma male to really get a full understanding of the Sigma male.
Yeah, I think that will really put things into sharp focus.
Finally, we'll understand. But first, he's listing the codex numbers, which I don't think this guy knows what a codex
is.
Is
it really like a number?
Codex number one, codex number two, codex number three, codex number four. Yes,
wow,
Jamie.
It's like national treasure.
He does not know what a codex is.
That's exciting.
Codex number one. The Sigma
so he
male
just means a numbered list. When he says codex, he means
a numbered list. But each of the numbers is a codex because he doesn't know that a codex is just like another word for book, basically.
I think that he should bravely join me in not knowing what a codex is, loud and proud.
The Sigma male reads, which means he is obsessed with educating himself and gaining knowledge and wisdom. There's no period at the end of that sentence because this guy doesn't read enough. You know this man takes pride in his writing, and that is the saddest thing. There's no periods at the end of any of these sentences.
What is ending it?
Nothing. It just stops and then it's the next codex number.
Well, maybe if you're a little more Sigma, maybe it's like a whistle only a dog can hear. It's a dog whistle. It's a man period.
It's a man period. A myriad.
Only real Sigmas can see a period.
I'm okay. Anderson's looking at me like, it's okay, Mom. Okay.
Anderson's got some strong Sigma energy right now.
I'm okay. It's just a bad book.
Oh, boy. Thank now I'm you. Starting to feel bad for this
it's
guy.
Not like a book like this could hurt anyone.
Because Codex
right?
number two is, I don't know that this could. We may have erred in the wrong direction here. This kid's seeming sadder and sadder to me the further we get. Because codex number two is the Sigma male is very quiet. He is always analyzing and overanalyzing everything. I think this is a neurotic young kid who ran into some weird MRA stuff online and is processing it in a very dumb way.
This is so, because it's like, there's a lot of quiet kids of every gender. This doesn't justify the codex.
Codex number three is like how he, the Sigma male deals with women differently from the Alpha male because the Alpha believes he has to chase every woman, but the Sigma male understands that when you chase someone, it implies they are running from you. And at the end of the day, the goal is to get the individual to run to you, which is like on a pathway towards a less toxic kind of thinking, even though it's not there. Yeah, like
I like the part where he's not chasing people.
Yeah,
I think that should be encouraged, is not chasing people around. But getting angry at people for not running to you? I don't know.
The Sigma male is the most powerful man in the room because he is the quietest man in the room.
No.
No, buddy. When the Sigma males, I'm feeling bad for this kid now. We may have to pick
How
a different thing
this
to
person?
Read. Let's roll to the end and see if we can find something out about him. Nope.
What's the
Damn Jesus? There are so many codexes. There's 147 of these.
What?
Yeah. Wait.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to tell
Hold
you.
On.
This is a what? Sad thing. There's many.
This
of
is
them.
Very sad. Jesus.
And should we take a quick little addy break while we try to figure out
Yeah, let's
out
take an ad break.
There's anything
and let's,
not sad.
Let's take an ad break and let's refocus here. I have to look at oh dear god. Okay. So I found this kid's author Amazon author page. Let's talk about that for just a second before we go to ads.
Okay.
There's the Sigma Male Codex, Rules for the Sigma Male. The Sigma Male Codex Volume 2. Which I guess is just more numbered things that a Sigma male ought to do. Then there's the Kemetic Codex, which the description is best-selling author Daniel Jones. I don't think that's true. With his controversial new book, The Kemetic... Okay. Written as a survival guide for melanated people worldwide, this book explores the secret history of racism and its effects on black people. Among the topics explored in the book are the origins of the word racism, the origins of the Ku Klux Klan, the origins of modern-day policing in the United States of America, the origins of gang violence in black communities, the origins of the Karens of the world, and the origins of Dracula. Yes, you read that correctly. Also, and there's a short story, Captain Racial Slur. I don't know what's going on with this kid.
He spells Daniel wrong, first of all.
Yeah, he sure does.
I'm also seeing that there's a writer named Danelle Jones.
Danelle, yeah, D-A-N-N-E-L-L?
Just D-A-N-E-L-L. But she pops up when you look up Daniel Jones, and it must suck to be her.
Enough. This is rough. We're gonna come back from ads and we're gonna regroup because I'm starting to have second thoughts about this kid's mocking this kid's work because I think there might be some real pain going on here.
Oh God.
The evidence keeps pouring in. At this point, the facts are undeniable. It's an open and shut case. Monopoly Go is the most fun you can have in a mobile game. Millions of people pass Go every day because this game is always bringing something new to the table. Countless crazy tournaments you can join with your friends as partners or teams. Constantly changing challenges like money sprees or treasure hunts that keep it fresh with new wild mini-games. Timed events offering bonuses like massive multipliers or rent frenzies to help you get huge rewards. And there's so many rewards to discover. Rare stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums, delightful emojis to taunt people with when you raid their riches, unique playing pieces, and so much more. The verdict is in with Monopoly Go. There's something new to discover every time you play. So don't miss out. Go download it now for free on the App Store and Google Play.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back.
We're back?
We're back?
Yeah.
Sorry for the genuine horror.
Where are you going to go from here, buddy?
Man, I am.
What's your pivot?
I don't think this kid's super toxic. I think he's dealing with some shit and probably shouldn't be throwing it out in books under his real name because it's embarrassing. But like, kind of starting to feel sorry for him.
Seems like a quiet kid who needs to be his head turned in the right direction.
And it seems like he ingested some toxic masculinity ideas from the manosphere, but it also doesn't seem like he's motivated by hatred of women.
Fair.
What's he motivated by?
Well, let's
not
see.
Not using proper sentence structure?
Yeah, he's not good at sentences. Look, but there's stuff in here like Codex number 131. The Sigma male is suspicious of those who talk too much. Codex number 133. The
suspicious.
Sigma male understands that the only thing that separates a man from a monster is compassion. I don't think this kid's a monster, and I don't want to make fun of him anymore. Interesting, fascinating little journey we had there.
Did we find out that we're actually the monsters?
I mean, he's a little bit. It's a pretty dumb book. Look, you write a dumb book, some people are going to look at it, but we're also mature enough adults to know when it's time to roll over to YouTube and watch something that will be easier to make fun of.
Let's choose the real battleground.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the battleground of YouTube. How should we play this?
Are you going to put it in the chat? We can all watch it and then Doug can add it in afterwards. Hi, Doug.
All right.
Hi, Doug.
I will put the link in my notes.
Press play at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm putting it in. And it's up to 194,000 views already.
Sick.
So I think this is going to be a more fertile ground for us to dive into.
Okay.
I see the link. Right,
I'm just getting through the ads. One sec.
Ah! Oh.
It's just an ad for WandaVision.
I don't want to hear about Monday.com. Sorry.
No one has ever wanted to hear about Monday.com unless they sponsor our show.
Are we
going to
watch this entire thing? Because this is a lot.
It's just 8 minutes. We'll start and stop it. We'll see where it takes us. We got another book we might dive into. This is all a learning process.
All right.
Are we ready?
We're doing great. Yes.
I'm starting.
Start.
I'm starting.
How to become a Sigma male, the rarest type of them all.
The rarest type of them all.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to Alpha Show. A channel that will completely change your life from negative to positive and make you the person you always wanted to be.
Okay.
After this video, you will know where you fall in the spectrum of male personality types.
I love these kinds of videos where they just have a disembodied hand draw the most fucked up thing you've ever seen in your life.
Sigma males are a rare breed of men and are arguably the most appealing to the ladies.
Ladies?
They are quite different from the naturally dominant alpha males and the ladies. Usually subservient beta males.
Oh, yeah, this is where we should
They're
be.
They're lone wolves who do not conform to...
This is better.
To
okay, we have a wolf. We have a wolf.
Sigma men can dominate others.
They can dominate.
Despite having the credentials of a leader,
oh, and they are a
also
king.
Not lobby for leadership positions.
Oh, wait, they're not a king.
They are cool and
Robert,
don't brag
I'm not
and
enjoying
boast like
this.
The alpha males. Nevertheless, their silence should not be mistaken for weakness or shyness. But before we start with this video,
I've never seen a video where the graphics really made it more
alpha,
confusing to understand.
I'm so
oh, they're already
yes.
doing an ad.
It is based on three different 30-day challenges and more very useful things that will completely transform your
life. He's both saying that
November,
confidence
like,
mastery,
a week after election.
Okay, wait. We have to pause because there's a lot going on screen. So where I've paused it, he's gone from saying that the Sigma male is the most desirable kind of male to women.
I'd like to take this to the comments because the top comment on this video is from Cosmic Klutz. Shout out to Cosmic Klutz. It says, fun fact, one in every 10 Sigma males have the potential to go one step higher and become Ligma male.
Robert, do we think it's a coincidence that this came
it?
Of when this dropped?
Yeah. November 11th,
2020. That was like a week post...
post-election, yeah.
I mean, we were probably... I don't remember if we were still... We might have still been counting votes then.
So this incredible video, this amazing video, goes from being like the Sigma male is the most desirable kind of male because unlike, you know, the Alpha, he's not obsessed with being in charge. He can dominate, but he doesn't have to. And that's why women like him the most. And it then goes to offering its new course, which is 30 days to Alpha. The Alpha show is going to teach you how to be an Alpha male in 30 days. And there, this course includes three challenges to transforming your life. I think we're about to learn, but there's a lot going on the screen. Not only did they misspell the word transform, and they misspell the word confidence because it lists as parts of the course confidence mastery, but CONFIDENTS.
Oh, hell no. Yeah.
And no fap mastery next.
Robert. I can't, like.
You learn how to be an alpha by not masturbating.
Oh, this is why anytime a comment section is like, why are women talking about astrology? I'm like, listen, there's bigger fish to fry, okay?
Yeah.
Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
How much?
All right.
That's my question.
I think we're about to learn. I'm going to unpause. I think he's about to write
complete life
mastery.
Mastery.
Yeah, you're going
to
get
so
complete
if
life
ready
mastery
to skyrocket
by
skyrocket your confidence by over five times. Master the power of NoFap.
Master the power of NoFap.
Become the alpha of your group. Check
the power
out the link
of,
in
oh
the description.
God.
Yeah, that was just an embedded ad.
Man for alpha male.
That
every
was,
dude seriously wants to be.
I mean,
like.
It was seamless.
And there is the beta, delta, omega males
really
that are considered
horrified.
Less manly to the dominant alphas in the hierarchy of male personality types. But have you heard about the excitingly mysterious Sigma males?
Excitingly mysterious Sigma
males.
The
drawings
the alphas
that are
a run
happening
for their money.
Make
so
this more
who
confusing.
Are they? Alpha
I'm
males
about 3 minutes
leadership
in and all of a sudden there's a tent.
Strong confidence and no-nonsense approach to life are the head of the
pack. I like that they, we've got the pyramid imagery.
Beta males are just content to take orders and fall into line. But personality psychology researchers...
I like that they're just drawing ugly vector art.
All right, we got to pause it at 209. Because he's going through the hierarchy and he notes that excitingly, everyone had just thought it was alpha, beta, delta, omega, but personality researchers have discovered the exciting Sigma male. So this is a new we found a new man. New man just dropped, guys.
And this new man, the twist, he's got a personality and it's making these videos. Oh wow.
Okay. I'm going to press play at 209 and we'll see what this...
These are the males.
How to become a Sigma male. You're hard to get. Being hard to get and hard to get. That's literally what it says on the page right now.
Sigma males do not care about what others think. They seem to have always been around.
Okay, Sigma males do not care what others think, which is why you're watching this video. For both
good and bad it things. Says, frustrating for ladies.
Sophie, you're too far ahead. We gotta take this one bit at a time.
Yeah, I'm cheating because it was horrifying and I was trying to fast forward.
It's very Sigma of you.
What you should know about Sigma males.
It's very Sigma of you to jump ahead, Sophie, but we gotta take this methodically.
You know,
I'm at the part that says, here are what you should know about Sigma males. Mm-hmm. That's the heading.
These are the males who make their own rules.
Well, here are what you should know. They don't have a problem going against the norm.
Sigma males do not care about what others think.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden there's a tent picture, right?
Doing their own thing on the fringe of society.
Yes. I'm watching
there we go. There's the tent.
But I think I understand.
What is it that we don't know yet?
Yeah, so he says that Sigma males are traveling nomads who search for knowledge rather than material things. Which is why we have the clip art of the tent and the car. Next to the clip art of a guy on a laptop at night.
I would not be able to understand this if not for this helpful clip art.
Thank God for the illustrations.
They can decide to go solo for a while, okay?
They don't take orders from people and don't usually conform to society's system.
You consider them as the rebel of the male groups, but they are very attractive to women because they appear to be self-sufficient and capable of making their own way in life, not relying on anyone or anything to meet their needs. They can decide to
go solo for a while.
What is intriguing about Sigma males is that their need to be alone is just temporary. They get an early
I'm at 319
from withdrawing from society.
Oh, I'm at 345. Wow, we're all
if people were more flexible and willing to do things differently. It is not that Sigma males want to be alone as such.
Okay, well, they're creating fascinating things, starting businesses, quiet partners, hard workers. Okay. Sigma!
Fascinating things.
Okay, I'm at 4 minutes.
Start businesses, are quiet partners, and hard workers.
Create Sigma males, create fascinating things, start businesses, are quiet partners, and hard workers. I'm trying to make this be comprehensible for people because we need to understand. Like, honestly, the more this goes on, the more I'm starting to think that what the Sigma male thing is a grift specifically targeting like nerdy and kind of antisocial young men who don't want to, who like don't want to be an alpha male because they're not jocks or into sports or anything like that, but they want to believe that they can be like trained in order to get women. And I think that the like everything that this keeps emphasizing, like they're quiet and they spend a lot of time alone and they like make things on the internet and all this stuff. Like it's this, I can see who they're marketing to. It's the guy who wrote that Sigma male codex. It's like lonely and kind of confused young men who aren't nearly as toxic as like the kind of guys who are obsessed with being alpha, right? Like they're not gonna take like steroids in order to gain the perfect alpha body and fat, like, or get be like an like the incel types and obsess over like bone structure.
That's like, but they still, it's like it does just seem like a grift directed at shy young men who want to be accepted for who they are.
I think that's exactly what's
very
happening.
Vulnerable here. Population to be just grifting from.
Yeah,
can we all agree to start at 4 minutes now? So that we can properly give context.
All right. 4 minutes. Robert. Exactly.
Right. Okay. Right. I'm pressing play.
Become a Sigma male.
How to become a Sigma male.
There is a difference hard to get and hard
being
to
hard
get.
To get.
The first is intentional and can be frustrating for ladies who find such men attractive. The second is natural, so Sigma males keep things close to their chest.
I love the close to the chest drawing of a man touching his chest.
Vector art grabbing his
Sigma
heart.
Sigma males do their own thing. When everyone is screaming and yelling at them to do something else.
Sigma males do their own thing when everyone's screaming and yelling.
It's just that they see no point in living their life according to everyone else's rules.
This is...
You could be the alpha.
So you're not the alpha, but you could be the alpha. They have all the qualities of the alpha male,
but they choose to display none of it. If you've had several chances and the ability to
the,
step
I'm not
into leadership roles,
like the other girls.
Oh my God!
Men.
Okay.
Sigma
male.
Oh no!
I'm pausing it at 450.
I'm about to get ads.
Me too.
The line that just broke. Yeah, I. It's very clear what's going on here with the line that, like, if you've had chances to take leadership roles but choose not to, you're definitely a Sigma male. It's like, if you are if you feel like your lack of confidence is holding you back from getting women or succeeding in your career, that's what makes you a Sigma male, because you're choosing not to like that. Like it's very clear who they're marketing to, right? Like it's sure. it's an attempt to package some of the manosphere classification of men stuff for a group of men who are like not, they're not toxic enough that they're going to like want to jump into the men going their own way communities, and they're not incels, and they're not like, they're not going to dive into the proud boy alpha male culture shit, but they've gotten a little bit wrapped up in this stuff. And it's just like,
what I'm curious about is like, I understand the demographic they're catering to, but what mm-hmm. do they want you to do?
Well, that's very unclear, Jamie.
Okay. I was like, what is the plan? Like, I understand the clip personality clear? Type. But yeah. I feel like I've consumed so much content, and yet I don't know what the goal is.
After these ads, we're going to learn what they want us to do. Don't say much is number one.
Easy.
You should only speak when you need to speak. Our awkward little friend's book said the same thing.
Right. But it's just like, okay, you're describing continuing to be shy. Like, yeah. What is the...
I think this is young men who have gotten drawn into aspects of the manosphere, but also whenever they meet like pickup artist types or like men's rights activist types, they find them infuriating. And because they're terrible, like it's people who are have enough on the ball to recognize how horrible the manosphere is, right. but also don't have enough on the ball to not have gotten sucked in a little bit.
But
and this is, there's
still
enough
need to
of them.
Gamify all of their social yeah.
be
interactions.
Mysterious, be a rebel. Like mm-hmm. it's just so generic.
It's fascinating.
I'm kind of confused as to like,
I think the way I can explain it is like the manosphere is an ocean, and it's like an ocean of piss, but it's an ocean. And this uh-huh. is the Sigma male subculture that seems to be in the process of developing is like a tide pool of piss, right? It's near the ocean. It's influenced by the ocean, but it's its own little ecosystem.
Pressing play again.
But what are they trying to... Are they just trying to have sex? Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, they're all just trying to have sex, right? Like, that's the core of all of this, is how do I have sex with women? These are the guys who don't want to do the pickup artist stuff or the...
But do they want, like, to form meaningful relationships?
No,
like,
they don't want meaningful
like
relationships.
Five more seconds, it goes, be mysterious, be a rebel, and then it says, the women will fall all over you.
Yeah.
I've got another ad.
Jamie, we'll move on from this video in a second because it's clear what's going on. I think that... Like, obviously, none of the people who get wrapped up in this have their primary concern being meaningful relationships. But I think the folks who fall in for the alpha male bullshit don't want meaningful relationships. They just want to fuck.
Right. They just want to fuck. Yeah.
The people who fall for the Sigma male things think that they do want a meaningful relationship. But they also mm-hmm. objectify women and can't not gamify the entire process of courtship because they
have
been,
a scary pyramid. Yeah.
Yeah. They've been broken by the internet in similar but different ways. This is fascinating. I did not call this when we started this little live investigation we're doing.
Yeah. I'm interested in this because you like it has all of the toxic elements that like early mm-hmm. shit does, but it doesn't quite seem focused on something yet.
No,
which is
and there's
like,
not like there has been almost no focus in that video or in the other book about like women. Like there's not, it's not the same attempt to like, we're not seeing the Vox Day stuff yet of like, here's the different categories of women and how you like woo the different types right. of women. Like it's not aggressively anti-women, at least not the stuff that we've delved into yet. It's focused. But it, I mean, obviously, it's still toxic, like, right? When you're trying to, like, reduce people to a hierarchy, a pyramid of masculinity, like, that's unhealthy. But it's a fascinatingly different kind of unhealthy from the stuff we talked about last episode. This is very interesting to me.
See, but now they're saying they're not the type of guy who would jump from one woman to another. Instead, they try to find a woman who is self-sufficient like them and independent. Sigma men find these things attractive in the opposite sex. So I'm like, again, that doesn't, like...
Yeah, that's not the worst advice in the world. Yeah.
I mean, I know that we have just been like, you know, treading piss for the mm-hmm. last couple of hours, but like, yeah, this is like the least scary shit, mm-hmm. but it looks and it's styled and it's presented like all the scary shit. So maybe it just hasn't gotten scary yet. I don't
Maybe, yeah, I guess what I'm trying to decide.
Pupil state.
Is it going to like get scary? Because right now, what I'm not seeing that's nice that I expected to see is I haven't run into anything in the Sigma Male stuff that makes me think somebody reading this is going to shoot up a yoga studio, right? We haven't hit that point in it yet. Is that
it's
coming?
Like...
Or is it like, is this going to pick some men who might have wound up in that funnel out and teach them slightly less toxic bullshit that's still toxic, but not as? I don't know. I think what we're going to watch next, after this next ad break, there's another video that was suggested to me by YouTube's recommendation algorithm based on the first video, and it's much more popular.
Cool.
It's called Five Habits of the Sigma Male by Einzelgänger. And it has 841,000 views. Yeah, I think this might be a, this might lead us to some answers. But first, find the answers to literally every single problem that exists in your life by finding the products and services that support this podcast. Because only through products and services can you gain true happiness.
Wow.
The evidence keeps pouring in. At this point, the facts are undeniable. It's an open and shut case. Monopoly Go is the most fun you can have in a mobile game. Millions of people pass Go every day because this game is always bringing something new to the table. Countless crazy tournaments you can join with your friends as partners or teams. Constantly changing challenges like money sprees or treasure hunts that keep it fresh with new wild mini-games. Timed events offering bonuses like massive multipliers or rent frenzies to help you get huge rewards. And there's so many rewards to discover. Rare stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums, delightful emojis to taunt people with when you raid their riches, unique playing pieces, and so much more. The verdict is in with Monopoly Go. There's something new to discover every time you play. So don't miss out. Go download it now for free on the App Store and Google Play.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
how could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back from break. We're about to start Five Habits of the Sigma Male. And start.
I'm sure that you have heard of the alpha and beta males at some point in your life. In popular culture, these terms, based on the alphabet, are used
boy
to describe male personality
types. Staring into
types.
An empty an box in the woods
can be considered the
under this audio.
Of the dominance hierarchy, while the beta males are right below him. Generally, an alpha male takes charge, while a beta male follows and serves. Many men do not fit the alpha and beta roles.
Wow. So that is why men contain multitudes.
More alphabet-based personality types.
That's why there's more alphabet-based personality types.
One of the most interesting ones is the sigma
Get it?
Male. The sigma male is the one who does not identify with a certain place in the hierarchy. Moreover, he uses the hierarchy to his advantage. He loves freedom.
It's so weird because I feel like they're trying to present something outside of this like bullshit masculinity binary that's developed.
Let's dive in.
And then it's like, but this is just a new part of it. It's not actually, the binary still exists, but this is.
Did the music just change or is it just me?
Yeah.
A sigma male is by nature a nonconformist.
So this is the first habit going left when everyone goes right.
Yes, he can be social and enjoy social gatherings.
And under this audio, we have a picture of a man walking alone in the snowy woods.
Yeah, again, very, very Twilight-like.
It looks like Mr. Robot fan art.
Yeah. He's a real sigma.
Because he does not like authority,
yeah, that's true. Rami Malek and Mr. Robot.
When he travels,
classic.
He avoids the big tourist attractions. When he goes for a hike, he prefers uncharted areas.
He's an explorer. He's a rebel. He likes the uncharted areas.
And mass hysteria.
I know.
This
he's literally
mean that he
Pee-wee Herman.
The world. When he feels like he blends in, he knows the herd. He knows how to act like one of the herd.
Okay, so
change the graphic, Mike.
All right, I'm going to skip ahead to find what habit number two.
Oh, sure, it's okay if you skip ahead.
So habit number two is he often goes on dates with himself.
With himself.
Which is like, again, not everything. It's like, yes, that's a healthy thing to do if you're not gamifying the entirety of your existence because the internet has so thoroughly broken you.
Still this freaky, like, man pyramid that you have to squish into a layer of. It's so, God, it's really, I don't know. This
three is he travels alone somewhere far, far away.
There's a lot
Four,
of lonely people. Like, this is
Where
such a weird way of explaining loneliness. It's
he keeps
like
silent when he doesn't understand. Yeah.
It's lone. You're lonely.
All right. Well, the next thing that has been suggested to me
damn it, Robert. No.
Yeah, we're doing this. Sophie, I'm driving this bus. I'm the Sigma.
Yeah, well, I'm your overlord and we're not doing it.
Yeah. We have to. We have to, Sophie. Do you really want to listen to all of that? We know what it's about.
I don't want to listen to any of this, but here we are.
Well, here
we are.
It's
about men in the woods. It's literally about men going their own way, if you will.
It is about men going their own way. That's the thing. I can see this leading
but
into
this
the
time
stuff
in a less scary way.
So strange.
I'm very curious because it seems like, just even based on what we've been talking about, that these movements start a little bit like blobby. They don't quite know what they're doing. And then and then something happens and they settle on a goal.
Yeah.
The Sigmas don't seem to have
hit their goal yet. Other than that, they like to vacation alone and read books.
You're like, okay, I do like the attempt to turn being lonely into a culture.
Yeah. and into a type of male who is irresistible to women, but also is hard to get, but by his own choice.
Yeah.
I guess that's maybe going to lead to less mass shooters.
Yeah.
Jamie, do you feel like this is quite literally the I'm not like the other girls trope, but like in gender reverse?
But for boys.
I don't know. Well, I think it is like the same logic, but like I'm not like other girls trope to me seems like a lot like it is to say something very simple as a way to like say that you are like I feel like I'm not like other girls. It's just another way of being like, girls are too much drama. You know, like Fair. Women who say they don't hang out with other women because girls are too much drama. And that's why they're like, I'm not like other girls. You can fucking shove me in a trunk and I won't scream. Like that kind of, it makes me, that's like a different kind of sadness to me. But yeah. But they are just saying, I'm not like other boys. I'm lonely. And it's like, you're like a lot of boys. Yeah. You're like a lot of people. You know, everyone's lonely.
I'm hitting some scary Kevin? Stuff at this point down the YouTube rabbit hole.
Oh, no.
There's two things that have come up on my recommendations list that both really concern me. One of them is Sigma Male Affirmations, 2 hours of reprogramming spoken by Sigma Spirit. Now, this is made by Mindful Waves Studio, and we're at about 157,000 views on this.
They're making Sigma Male ASMR. Wait.
And they call it reprogramming, which is kind of scary. Yeah,
that's
not the start
of a positive movement. Okay, so maybe this is because I'm like, maybe the video we first watched was kind of a 101 thing that's like, hey, are you lonely? Stay on this algorithm path.
Yeah, I think that's, I don't know. I hope it's not like this seems like a different kind of grifter than the traditional pickup artist or the Manosphere grift. This is almost more self-help. I want to read the Mindful Wave Studios description of their affirmations.
I'm afraid.
Are you a Sigma male?
No.
Sigma males have a unique set of skills and qualities that set them apart within the social hierarchy. In many ways, they are the most interesting and attractive types of men. Mysterious, introverted, intelligent, and charismatic in unpredictable ways. Follow along with my reprogramming Sigma male affirmations to absorb these strengths, understand your Sigma self, and win as your own unique person.
Okay.
That's scary.
Wait,
and then
go
you go
to, like,
further down,
it.
And
there's
it explains.
There's also an 8-hour video.
Yeah, there's an 8-hour video, which
in case you want a full REM
scares
site.
The hell out of me. It has the cover art from Justified, so I guess the cop from Justified and John Wick are the two big Sigma male.
I thought you were saying
wow,
Justified
God.
Like the Justin Timberlake album, but I was really confused. Yeah.
I feel comfortable saying this because it's a man speaking. This is the most vocal fry I've ever heard in my entire life is the Sigma male affirmations. Hold on.
Okay. I have to. I haven't listened to it yet. All right. I'm starting.
Not sure.
Oh,
why
no.
This
my introversion has magical capabilities.
I can hear the vocal fry through whoever's listening to it, and I don't have it playing.
I have no issue
with vocal fry, but
neither do I.
We know who's complaining about it the most.
Yeah, that's don't know why you're special. It's because you're a Sigma male.
And attractive
type
of man.
We're the most interesting and attractive types of men.
Introverted. Intelligent. Independent.
I have the stoic masculinity of a samurai without a master.
Did you really say that?
I fast forwarded to an hour in. I'm like, okay, so what does he say once he thinks you're asleep?
All right, I'm going to hit 110 and see what he tells
my
me.
My introspective nature allows me to harness deep reserves of power.
I have the
my nature allows me to harness
who
deep reserves of powers and capabilities.
Wow.
My introversion has
I wonder if this is
NoFap
too.
Creates a deep bond with people.
My introversion has magical capabilities.
Yes, that's an iconic. I'm gonna get a shirt.
My introversion has magical capabilities.
Massively high sexual marketplace value.
Oh no!
I am like a covert operative who depends
I feel
on
comfortable
himself
saying,
and only himself.
This is a totally different kind of toxic than I thought it was.
Of a samurai without a master.
I have the social skills of an assassin that penetrates a walled-off society to complete his mission?
I am hard to understand, and this makes people try harder.
Climb the highest peaks alone.
My skills with women are based on my deep core competencies.
I have the courage of a sniper.
I've been saying this.
Okay, I just feel like they all want to be Jughead from Riverdale.
I have deep layers people try to crack open.
I am great with women.
I am like a covert operative. Who depends on himself.
Jamie looks scared.
And only himself.
Women are constantly being sucked into my
vortex.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
I have the
my mysterious masculinity is a door women are incredibly curious to open.
So it is just like repeating very specific, scary, like,
my skills with women
whatever, like toxic affirmations. But there's no action.
There's no action. It's not like the other pickup artist stuff. Like they're not teaching men tactics to pick up women. They're trying to convince introverted loners that if they just accept being an introverted loner, that's the hottest thing you can be.
Yes,
which is like,
it's Jughead from Riverdale. Like I have, it is literally whatever weird. Sprouse brother playing Jughead from Riverdale.
Yeah,
Robert this doesn't is, know what that is, but yes.
So weird.
You don't need to, but that is the point.
I did not expect this to be the lessons that we took out of today.
It's like, it's weird, but I don't know. I mean, it's weird.
Yeah. And of course there's Jordan in my recommendations. There's Jordan Peterson videos. There's a lot of,
yeah,
my God,
this is a gateway drug.
I've seen at least 40 hours worth of videos of Sigma male affirmations.
Oh my God.
This is just,
you can pass out for a day and a half and not run out of Sigma male affirmations.
Yeah. Sigma male strength guided meditations.
This is an untapped market. I'm about to log the fuck in and be like, Sigma males. All right. I'm drawn into your vortex.
Yeah. The one guy no girl can resist, the Sigma from the far from average YouTube channel with 1.29 million subscribers, and there's nearly a million views on this video. We're going to end by going over this last video, guys. I'm going to send you this link.
Okay.
What were you saying, Jamie?
Well, my question, I guess, is like repeating to yourself that you're the greatest person in the other world, like in the entire fucking world, is not going to make women like you more.
It is
so
not.
What happens when inevitably you realize that? What happens then?
Yeah, because it's like there's a level to which some of the stuff they're saying, this idea that like I am awesome and great because I'm my own, like I'm an introverted smart person who doesn't need other people or seek to be an alpha. That's not like
I've read equivalents of that in teen magazines.
There's a version of this that's like on the road to healthy thinking, but it's all wrapped up in, I am the best and most attractive type of man out of the categories of man that there are because I'm a Sigma man. And that's like, it's both on the verge of like someone heading in a healthier direction and also on the verge of Elliot Rodgers shit, right? Like this,
yeah,
I'm the most attractive and perfect kind of man because I'm a Sigma male. What happens when you're the kind, when you keep being a Sigma male and the women don't realize that you're the most attractive kind of man? Exactly.
That's where something bad happens. Like but they don't say that. It's so confusing. Okay, so it does remind me, because like whatever, on both sides of this quote unquote like binary, right? It's like, mm-hmm. women are asked to reach a level of perfection that they could not possibly exist. But then the Sigmas are over here saying, I have achieved that. I am the most perfect person to ever exist. And people just don't see it. Like, but what happens when people, when they just continue to be lonely? How do you explain
that's
that?
That's the scary thing, right? What happens when none of this works and you keep being lonely and not as successful? Like, what happens when sitting alone on your computer and reading books doesn't give you as many girls as the alphas you imagine exist, right? Then do you start shooting up a yoga studio?
It seems like a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah.
I'm very confused
by this. Very different, but fascinating. I sent you a link. I want to close on this last video because it has like a million views.
Okay.
And it's titled The One Guy No Girl Can Resist. So ladies, we'll watch this and you'll let me know if you think the guy this video is describing can be resisted, because I can't evaluate that objectively.
Okay, perfect.
So are we all ready?
I'm ready.
All right, play.
You're about to learn. Might
Far From Average
your
is the name of the
life.
Channel with 1.29 million subscribers.
Your outlook on girls and how to interact with them. What many people fail to realize is that we live in a world that is governed by a social hierarchy. This system determines where people and groups of people
starting with the hierarchy.
Some call it the chain of command or the pecking order.
Jesus
really,
Christ.
It's just an unseen ranking system. Everywhere you look,
it's always with the fucking pyramids. Pyramids and skulls.
Everywhere you look, this is the system.
It is those individuals or groups in the upper echelon of the system that wield the greatest power.
in high school or college.
These
are the ball players, the super attractive.
So toxic.
From the moment mankind developed a civilized society, the ones at the top have always received the greatest rewards. The ball players can pretty much pick and choose whatever girl that they want.
It's also just really interesting, the narrator and the tone of voice they have.
Every single person on the planet is part of the social hierarchy.
It is like kind of a more normal sounding, because it's like when you go back to like pickup artist YouTube back in the day, it was like these guys who were fucking jacked and couldn't move.
Oh god, this is to become really toxic stuff. The number one, everyone in the world is part of this hierarchy. Alphas were born with genetics that make them dominant. Like,
again, what is with the weird clip art situation going on in these videos? These are the nice guys.
This has a million views.
Suggested videos for me are Joe Rogan, the Mirror Method, Sway House, TikTok
Sway
group.
Wow. This is so weird. Not Sway House.
Oh, God. And there's another video from Einzelganger that's Sigma Male or Joker. Oh, no.
Yes. See, I know. It always. Okay, first of all.
Does anybody have to get how to get a girl obsessed with you? Stealth seduction.
The Sigma at his core is
no.
Like
no. Other than being one okay. There. Okay. Is like the
alpha, that has 230. Okay. This is a gateway drug. Is my summary of it all.
Yeah.
This is all very toxic.
So how do you this know sounds yeah this sounds like when whenever you're at Xenu level with Sigma stuff something really fucked up happens, but it just takes a while. Like
it simply means
that they don't like there was a piece written about Sigma males in Mel magazine a couple of weeks ago by my friend Miles Klee, who says I don't like it's no one seems to know what this fucking thing is. It's like a red-pilled man who doesn't actually want to be an alpha, because being an alpha and becoming an alpha is too much work, so therefore you just say I am already an alpha. But then what? Like,
I'm as good as an alpha, but I'm a different kind of man that's actually better because I'm cool and mysterious and women like me better, but also I don't spend a lot of time around women because I'm a loner. And
they've fled a bullshit pyramid of their own making to begin constructing a new bullshit pyramid.
I just want you guys to watch Riverdale now, because literally they made a whole series about this. That's what that series is.
My God.
There's the Alpha guy and the Sigma guy. They're best friends, and it's just something
just as powerful. Well, I think we've gained a proper understanding of the Sigma male today.
Gateway drug, Jughead, Riverdale summary.
Yeah, so I guess our three Sigma examples are Jughead from Riverdale, John Wick, and the guy from Justified, according to our YouTube recommendations algorithm.
Three characters who are objectively a danger to themselves and others.
Sick. Facts.
Well, this has been a fascinating exploration. I think we've all learned everything that we need to know.
Well, I'm glad that far-right red-pilling operations finally have their version of astrology to enjoy. Good for them. Good for them. Too bad there's going to be a fucking body count inevitably with shit like this.
I'm excited.
I'm in pain.
Well, that'll about do it for us here at Behind the Bastards. Jamie, you want to plug anything? Any Sigma videos you're going to be checking out next?
No, and in fact, I would ask that people don't link me to more Sigma information. I don't want any. If you know more than I do, all of the questions I have posed in this podcast episode, I don't actually want the answers. And please don't tell me them if you know what they are. I'd like to live completely in the dark here. But you can follow me on Twitter and you can listen to Lolita podcast, and that's what you can do.
Yeah. You can tweet at me and let me know if you think my Jughead analysis is accurate.
All
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, starting May 6th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.